Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, October 14th, 2019. 25 years ago today, Yasser Arafat, Yitzhak Rabin, and Shimon Peres received the Nobel Peace Prize for their role in the establishment of the Oslo Accords and the framing of future Palestinian self-government. Due to train cancellations and delays of the Berlin S-Bahn last year, the state of Berlin is entitled to claim refunds of about 20 million euros. This is the result of a report on regional and suburban rail traffic in Berlin in 2018, which the Verkehrsverbund VAL-BB submitted to the Senate Department for the Environment and Transport. However, the figures are preliminary. Berlin makes so-called compensation payments to the transport companies in advance so that they can operate economically. As part of this agreement, the S-Bahn has to commit to certain services, in this case, an average punctuality rate of 96%. In particular, the suburban trains on the north-south and east-west axes missed this quota significantly, especially in the first half of the year. According to the report, the reasons for this were a shortage of personnel, too few vehicles ready for operation, and construction work between Ostkreuz and Ostbahnhof. The situation did not improve until the second half of the year, and over the year 2018 as a whole, the punctuality rate of the Berlin S-Bahn was 95%, an increase of 0.6 percentage points compared with the previous year. Since 2010, 10 firearms have been lost by the Berlin police. In the most recent case, a Sig Sauer P6 service pistol was reported missing at the police academy in August of 2019. This is the result of answers given by Interior State Secretary Torsten Achmann of the SPD to questions from Green MP June Tomiak and left-wing interior politician Nicholas Schrader. The internal administration did not want to provide any further information about the lost pistol and justified this with ongoing investigations. The last weapon reported missing was in November of 2018 by the Special Operations Command, or the SEK. It was an MP7 submachine gun, together with 120 cartridges. The loss was noticed by chance during an inventory check. Despite extensive searching and questioning of officials, the weapon remains missing. As a consequence, a new working group is to make suggestions on how the service weapons can be stored better and more safely. The MP7 was a so-called group weapon and not assigned to a civil servant, meaning that it was accessible to all members of an SEK troop. So far, it was not documented which weapons were taken and returned. The security measures have now been adapted in order to detect a loss of weapons more quickly. According to Achmann, the investigations into a potential embezzlement of the MP7 have already been discontinued, as no perpetrators could be identified. A case from the year 2010 shows the different and sometimes strange ways weapons disappear. The P6 was stolen during a burglary in Berlin and was found again during an inspection of persons and luggage at the Hamburg airport this October 3rd. It's only the fourth of the 10 missing weapons that could be recovered. Three more P6s were stolen from 2011 to 2013 by theft from a company car or during burglary. The pistols were recovered in three cases in 2013 and 2014. Two officers forgot their pistols in toilets, and in the other case, a civilian car of an observation team was broken into. In 2017, the bag of an officer containing a P7 was stolen from an S-Bahn station, and these weapons also remain missing. It's especially bizarre that there is no IT-supported networking of the administrative office with the individual user and application points in the directorates and offices. The inventory is maintained via paper systems. Since the end of 2017, however, a, quote, electronic record-keeping system has been established within a small group. On top of that, there is an additional problem as police keep seized weapons, explosives, ammunition, hand grenades, stabbing, and/or striking weapons in evidence rooms, and the police do not know how many of these weapons have been lost from these spaces. The Interior Administration explained that the Berlin police do not record missing evidence objects statistically. Interior expert Schrader finds these practices worrying and is demanding better protection against police resources falling into the wrong hands, especially at a time when, as in the case of the extreme right-wing group Nordkreuz, there are police forces stealing weapons and ammunition. After a week of climate protests in Berlin, an aggravated security situation due to the right-wing extremist attack in Halle, and the escalating conflict between supporters of Kurdish freedom fighters and Turkish nationalists, the police union sent out a letter for immediate help from other states and the federal government. The emphatically formulated letter states that neither global warming, nor the Kurdish conflict, nor the right-wing extremist ideas of a murderer had their origin in Berlin. But according to GDP Vice President Stefan Kelm, quote, "We have the largest deployment situations, and our riot police bears the brunt. The Berlin police are constantly alerted, duty rosters are completely discarded, and overtime is pushed without end. Since Monday, almost all police units have been in almost permanent service due to the Extinction Rebellion Action Week. Since the beginning of the Turkish military offensive in Syria, tensions have also been rising here. In addition, after the attack in Halle, the measures for the approximately 70 Jewish buildings to be protected were ramped up. The union reports about police officers who found out late the night before that they were not free as planned for the next day, but had to show up for work at 4 a.m. According to a GDP speaker, the overtime hours would be dealt with intensively and, quote, the events would be checked for possible violations of labor law. The GDP Federal Association estimates that in Germany, 20,000 additional officials are necessary in order to be able to show more presence publicly and to fulfill all tasks. In the second year of control, the number of Louisiana crayfish caught in Berlin has fallen significantly. The omnivorous species is alien to German waters and seen as a threat to native ecosystems. Therefore, containment is needed across the EU. According to Dirk Ehlert of the Senate Department for the Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection, from the beginning of the season in April to the end of September, around 22,000 specimens were caught, stating, quote, this is almost half the amount of the previous year. Most of the catches came from Tiergarten in Mitte at 9,000 and the Britzer Garten in Neukölln at 13,000. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.